Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, welcome. Episode 31, August 2nd, 2018. Unbelievable. Already in August, before you know it, ball season. But more importantly, financial collapse season. Not saying it's going to absolutely happen this fall, but a lot of signs potentially pointing to this fall as being the next Lehman Brothers or worse, 2008 or worse. We'll see. But I can't believe the summer's practically over. It is unbelievable. Let me bring my co-host, Future Dan of Future Danger. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. What I don't understand is why last week's program is playing in the background as we talk right now. Ben, I think we got a glitch here in episode 31.
Are you sure? I hope not. Oh, well, I guess we'll have to test it out in the future, but keep running with it. Last week we did have a breakdown. We had a technical issue that did not allow us to even broadcast last week, but we seem to be coming in loud and clear. The music's working. I don't know what. Unfortunately, if you're hearing something, I'm not hearing it. But damn, we're going to try our best. What do you say? Well, Future Dan just dropped off live radio. You know, I've listened to a lot of podcasts, and key is live radio. This is a live show, Patriot Power Hour. We're here Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Let me get out the number in case anyone out there wants to call in. I feel as if I am broadcasting live. We have like a 93% success rate here at Blog Talk Radio, the Patriot Broadcasting Network. But we have a couple glitches here and there. But we have one last week, so I'm hoping it's not two in a row. Anyway, call in 619-789-6804. 619-789-6804. Third time's a charm. 619-789-6804. Call in. Press 1 to get on air. Oh, looks like we have a caller already. Future Dan, perhaps. You there, Future Dan? How are things going?
Yeah, I'm getting the Twilight Zone double echo on my mic, but or my headset, but I think we're okay now.
All right, man. All right, well, we'll struggle through. We got to do it for the people, for the listeners.
And we had a major glitch last week. I don't know if you had an opportunity to explain. We couldn't get it running, but I think I'm up now.
All right. Well, you know, even the best of us. I know podcasts and radio shows with hundreds of thousands, even millions of hits have tech issues. So, hey, we're doing the best we can here. Anyway, today, August 2nd, 2018, we are live. I just gave out the number three times. Got a couple callers on the line, but you got to remember, press 1 to get on air. I did want to get a little bit into what I foreshadowed That's a potential economic collapse. Now, I have made it a tradition throughout the years. I've only done radio for, like, I guess 4 years, maybe coming up on 4 years. It's not like that long. But point is, right before Labor Day, I do my economic special, and I cover what could occur in the fall. Now, each time I've stated, well, this could be the collapse, the hangover from the Federal Reserve manipulation and all the interest rate finagling, quantitative easing, the huge amount of debt. Maybe fall of 2015 is going to be the year. Nope. Maybe 16, 17. Well, this time, 18. I am going to have an entire show here on Patriot Power Hour dedicated to that here in a few weeks. Not an entire show, perhaps, but at least a couple of good segments. But I do want people to realize that just because previous warnings that myself or others, you know, have given you or you've heard have not necessarily come to fruition, economically in particular. Not saying anyone that says anything about economics, can't trust them all. But you got to remember that just because some of the collapse scenarios that myself and some others may have talked about the last few years have not come to bear quite yet, does not mean that the root cause has been solved by any means, that the problem has been solved, that the virus has been purged, et cetera, any analogy you want. No, in fact, since it didn't collapse or kind of regress and correct to where it should be last year, that just means it's going to be worse this coming year. So let me get off my high horse here and my monologue. But future Dan, I think this fall there's a really good chance. I mean, of course, the midterms and all that, but there's other reasons why economic could be bad. So I think people really need to take this lull of August to prepare.
You know, we've seen it on Future Danger every year. Coming into August, you start seeing crazy things. Stock market can get some, you know, fearsome drops in it. But we've talked about it before on this show. If that the bankster class, would, who we, you know, we assume is not exactly pro-President Trump, wants to really kneecap him during his presidency, they'd attempt to make him be the 21st century Herbert Hoover, right?
Right.
Just
right.
Lay it on him and set up the 21st century Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the form of some insane socialist statist.
Democratic socialist.
And I got a question, though. I got to challenge the idea that this is possible. The economy's growing at 5%. What happens if they crash it into an economy that's also growing at 5%? Would it dent it? What kind of mayhem would that produce?
So I'm going to do a real quick calculation right now. Let's say that the national debt right now is $21 trillion, right? We'll just say that's 21 to make it very easy. Let's do 5% of that times 0.05. Just 5% of the national debt is $1.05 trillion. So that's just what the interest rate should be. Of course, we know it's been manipulated and there's lots of problems with that. But let's just say 5% is actually a legitimate long-term rate. So let's take that 1.05. Let's just round it down to 1. Be nice. 1 trillion. And what's our total GDP right now? Let's be generous. It's 17 trillion. Divided by 17. That's 5.8%. So the interest on our debt is about 5% interest on our debt is actually 5.8% of our GDP. So we'd have to be growing at 5.8% of our GDP per year to pay just the interest on our debt at a reasonable rate. So does that bring things into perspective, I think?
Yeah, it helps. But, you know, there's a whole generation. And if you're a listener of that generation, then I'm sorry. It's going to be known for the baby boomer generation that they tended to want to not solve problems but outlive them. So if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, you've made an assumption for the longest time that this massive debt and government borrowing it isn't going to manifest itself in your lifetime. And the president's of that generation, right? Most people in Congress are of that generation.
Oh, yeah.
Most people running the government, you know, they operate as though, hey, they're going to outlive this. That problem's going to outlive them. So they don't have to solve it. And if you're growing at 5% and you're making debt payments and the government's not going to default, you know, if a crash comes, it's going to have to take a major bite out of an economy that, in my opinion, had a boot standing on it for 8 years under Obama and is now free and exploding. So they may try it. Meanwhile, the economy's growing. Just because they crash it doesn't mean they changed the tax code. Tax code got a lot less onerous on people this past year, on corporations too. So where does it show up and manifest itself? I'm not saying that a collapse that is a echo of what was really suppressed in 2007 and 2008, Bear Stearns, Lehman, TARP, that whole mess can't boomerang into something bigger and worse. They certainly did it right at the end of George W. Bush's term, laid that on his legacy without a doubt, and essentially paved the way for, not as though John McCain had a strong chance, but, he was done the day they suspended campaigning and went back in and talked to the Treasury Secretary and the Federal Reserve President about how there wouldn't be an economy on Monday if they didn't do something.
Right.
That I agree that could happen again, but into a 5% and growing economy, there must be something about that whole scenario that could get very explosive.
I'm just those numbers are just so small compared to the debt, and that's just the regular national debt, let alone all the entitlements and the international debt. It's just you're barely treading water on your interest payments. If you're growing at 5%, and growing at 5% is awesome. That's like as best as it's been for like ever practically, right? And so you're barely treading water, but you also got to remember we're also adding an additional $1 trillion per year to the deficit. Those tax cuts, I'm all for tax cuts, but if you don't reduce government spending at the same time, you're just adding to the deficit. So I'm happy for tax cuts, trust me. And it does help the economy. And it's way better than if we were growing at 1% or 2% or -%, right? But it's just, that's relatively small compared to the huge mountain of crazy debt. And like you said, it could boomerang and just leverage and just, if interest rates, what if interest rates lock up and there's not even interest rates, no one can loan, no economy on Monday. Or interest rates spike to late 70s, right? 15%, 20% crazy stuff. What would happen with $20 trillion in debt right there? So, I mean, I'm always optimistic about American ingenuity and our ability to use free market capitalism and just making things work. And less regulation taxes is great. I am very happy with that from Trump, that part of it. But it did not really reduce the spending, and without that, you're not going to get much out of it, to be honest.
Well, let me throw this at you then. Trump did say once on the campaign trail that he hinted at the idea that he may just bankrupt the United States, declare the debt void. And
it's not a bad idea. I would support that.
Floated the idea in 2011 of the $1 trillion coin. Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
They would just mint a coin and declare it at a value, and then buoy the treasury with that. In a crisis scenario, I wouldn't expect this president and that to play by any kind of rules. Sovereign debt is not consumer debt. It's not the debt you and I have, Ben. This is sovereign debt, and when you have an army, an air force, and a navy,
true,
like we have, sovereigns can do things that, debt slaves, in their cubicles are never going to be able to do. And with this president, he could deal the wild card if they tried to hoover him. That's what I'm trying to say.
Good point. I mean, definitely, they can take on more debt, a sovereign debt, as compared to an individual. They can take on 100%. Plus of their income in debt, in unsecured debt at that, except for, of course, the military. So My hope, to put on a solution, not that we'll be able to get into a solution right now, but I'm hoping that the best case scenario, we actually are able to forestall the collapse and just create such great technology that that 5% growth actually becomes 50% growth, and we can outrace the debt bomb, and we can release all that hidden technology and develop more. Yeah, a little bit of a pipe dream. But I think we could do another Industrial Revolution level event if we can be free of the chains. What do you think?
It's going to take something like that.
I know, it's our only hope. All right, folks, we will be right back. I got some info on the contest, big old contest, right on the other side of the break. Well, actually, we're going to be doing the News Blitz, featuring Dan leading us with that. I swear, right after that, though, we'll be talking about the contest. Such a legit contest. Not even joking. Stick with us. Patriot Power Hour.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour, episode 31, and here's your News Blitz. Record number of Dem challengers outraising Republican opponents. GOP fierce mount over Ohio special election. We got Ivanka Trump in the news. Trump Jr. compared. Wait a second. That's not what we talk about here. That's the Drudge Report, and it's all popular left, right, red, blue, Democrat, Republican nonsense and foolishness. It's the shadow game, and we're not covering that here. We're not doing that, Mr. Cochran. We're going to go to FutureDanger.com and talk about things you need to know and pay attention to.
That's what I'm talking
collapse,
about.
That collapse happened. FutureDanger.com. You'll have seen the writing on the wall. I know I had you going there for a second. And column one. We still got news being blatantly censored. Twitter's making statements about how they don't shadow ban while they explain exactly how they do it. They're hiring academics to combat, quote, hate speech. It's probably just tweets from Future Danger and dethrone the banksters. They actually suspended a Senate candidate for defending himself against Russian agent claims. We got social media in the bag. Every time we count down to a federal election, it just spikes and spikes and spikes. Check out that indicator on futuredanger.com. News blatantly censored. You can see the whole archive there. In judicial system distrust, we got prosecutors in a small town in Florida reviewing the police department for outright framing innocent people. Yes, that's happening in Florida. And our favorite punching bag on Patriot Power Hour, Agent Peter Strzok of Special Counsel Lying Fame. New emails came out, shows that he maneuvered to maintain special authorities as a counterintelligence FBI agent when he joined the special counsel assignment. For his text messages all came out and caught him a world of hurt, although no charges pending. That's your federal judicial system represented by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Justice for you. Also in column one, we got 450 people in Florida deemed by judges to be a possible threat and therefore have been ordered to give up their arms. Sound like Second Amendment news that we would cover on Future Danger? Well, you might be forgiven for thinking so. That's Fifth Amendment news, folks. Life, liberty, and property is being deprived without due process. And no, an order from a judge that some people believe you're dangerous is not due process for removing your Second Amendment rights. In column two, we got all greens except for one. And the one that we have, if you're a real Trump supporter, you're not going to like to hear it, but we got articles about how the Russian military hacked the U.S. election 2016. We carry that under foreign black ops suspected. Pretty much confirmed that the Russian military was hacking anywhere they could. Truth of the matter is, all of our allies are probably attempting such things as well. They're just better at not getting caught at it. The Russians certainly have this time. All the others are green. We got Israeli-Iranian war indicators out there. The Iranian Hezbollah forces now face Israeli Golan positions directly. All those proxy Sunni radical forces have been wiped clean, and Israeli Revolutionary Guards and their Lebanese proxies, Hezbollah, are lined straight up on the border with Israel. And the Israeli PM today threatened Iran with, quote, all Israel's arms if Tehran blocks any waterways off of Yemen. This indicator wraps up, dovetails and intermingles and corresponds with a different indicator we call Shia-Sunni World War Starts, where really what we have is the two Muslim superpowers, Saudi Arabia representing Sunni Islam and Iran representing Shia Islam, have been essentially in two proxy wars, Syria and Yemen, for well over 2 years. This past week, at least 40 killed in Yemen clashes. And we got a major Iranian naval operation in the Middle East coming up, which goes back to what Israel is concerned about. So keep an eye on the Middle East. It's the source for some of the worst things that are possible in the world coming to fruition. And we always watch it on Future Danger. Also, we got a lot of small reports about people getting arrested or people doing things that are a threat to elected leaders, people getting arrested for threatening to kill Congress people, cars around the White House. It's low-level activity, but if an elected leader was, in fact, successfully assassinated, you can bet that stuff will hit the fan in this country. More news of low-level interest in the security column. I'll leave it to viewers to go and keep an eye on those things by themselves. In the natural column, out west of the United States, massive California fires. We got some that have, on the order of, nearly 1,000 structures destroyed, tens of thousands evacuated, and there have been deaths, mostly firefighters doing their best to put a stop to it. Six of California's most destructive wildfires have struck in the past 10 months. So that's a little abnormal, but not as deadly as it could be. So it's not as elevated as it could be as far as indicators on future danger, but it's happening. The West has a lot of wildfires. We've got the map in California right there on future danger if you're interested in seeing where they are. And then in economic news, I'd like to bring in my host. Let him comment after I run through these headlines. He may have more. He's got an astute eye for economic news, and he may have seen more. But what we're carrying right now, an article under the bankruptcy of a state declared, an article from the Wall Street Journal about how there is a massive pension hole for U.S. cities and states. It's actually the size, Ben, of Japan's economy now, if you can believe that. This past week, the president threatened a government shutdown if federal services were to falter. We've been through this before, but if it went for any prolonged period of time, the pain could be severe. In petrodollar news, the petrodollar is a euphemism meaning that oil, since the end of World War II, has been denominated in the U.S. dollar, and if that were to ever change, our economic standing in the world could be severely threatened. Well, China's oil futures contracts starting to work out. China's working with other countries directly to denominate in their currency, the yuan, Y-U-A-N, yuan. And they did oil futures contracts some months ago, starting to show up and have an impact. In other economic news, consumer debt worldwide, all-time high. Goes back to what we talked about in the first segment. We're watching the treasury rates, the money that the government has to pay people to buy its debt, 10-year bond. Logged a pretty big weekly jump, biggest in 2 months. Low-level news, but we keep an eye on that. If we had an economic crisis, you could bet those treasury rates surge. Why do they surge? Why do they go up? Well, you got to pay people to accept the risk of holding debt that might not get paid back, right? And that leads us to an indicator that's frequently active, but obviously not highly active, not graded high, is the potential for a federal government default. U.S. debt sales are expected to surge. Treasury raises its 2018 borrowing need to $1.33 trillion. I'm sure my co-host will want to comment on that. POTUS is prepping more than $200 billion in additional Chinese import tariffs. And Russia's liquidating all of its holding of treasuries. Maybe they know something we don't. With all that, there's your rundown. What strikes you, Ben, as pertinent to the future of this republic?
First off, hats off to those firefighters out there fighting the wildfires. You know, condolences to the families of those that were killed fighting that. But I personally grew up in Colorado, 8,000 feet, and was always totally freaked out about a fire coming, sweeping in and taking us out. And on the other hand, fires are definitely a natural process, and we've occupied these forests and not cleaned them well, so to speak, just all the dead wood and has not burned through, but a lot of them are not maintained well either. So, you know, it is just a natural process as well to kind of cleanse the forest. So it's a rock and a hard place, but definitely the firefighters out there, give them some respect. But for the economic news, well, we're already going to break, so I will definitely hit that in the third segment, but I got to get to the contest, because I promised the listeners we would do that here at the very tail end of this second segment. So, easiest way to find out about this contest, if you don't know yet, we have an essay contest. Get all the information on a YouTube video, and we also have written out some of the topics that you could potentially write about, 500-word essay. Easiest way to find it is on probably Twitter. What do you think? I think going to Twitter and following Future Danger 6, at Future Danger 6, number 6, on Twitter, and just finding one of the retweets about the essay contest for this one-man survival tent, the Ionosphere. We started this contest a few weeks ago, and with Ready-Made Resources, our sponsor, and Bob Griswold, wow, he upped the game. Is it not true that we were not supposed to give away such an awesome prize, Future Dan? I mean, he just spur of the moment, upgraded it big time. People need to take advantage of this contest.
Yeah, one man tent. You can put it in your bag. You can camp with it. You can, you know, do recreational things with it. And if you ever need it in an emergency, it might pay off. And all you gotta do is write a 500-page essay. Real easy. Give us your thoughts, and we're gonna post that as a digital article in every source that Patriot Power has at its disposal. Get it out there. So become an author and write a prepping article, and win this tent.
Absolutely, man. And hey, we already got a couple entries, and I know of a couple of people that said they'll get it in before the deadline. You got till August 23rd, right? Am I correct? August 23rd, 1 p.m. Eastern. So you got like a few weeks still. Not to say you should procrastinate, but 500 words, actually the best way to find it, folks, futuredanger.com, which of course is the project, you know, where we just had the Future Danger news blitz out of, and our creator of Future Danger, Future Dan's right here with us. But on the left-hand side, left column, scroll all the way down, prepping advisory. And you'll see choose from three topics with a picture of the tent. This is awesome. I went camping a whole bunch when I was a kid in Colorado. Didn't mean to even have that segue, but I did. And this thing would have been freaking awesome. We had some crappy tarps, you know, that we had to put nailed into the stakes. This thing, oh my God, it's unbelievable. So anyway, it's a real good contest. Awesome prize worth more than $150. That's the crazy part. This is not just some little tiny prize. This is some good stuff. So go to futuredanger.com. Left-hand column, prepping advisory, all the details there. Also, follow us on social media, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be tweeting about that and on Facebook over the next few weeks as we get going. So there comes the music. We will be back. FutureDanger.com and Patriot Power Hour. That's what we do here every week, every Thursday. We got a lot more news analysis coming up. We'll be right back.
Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they?
Dad, no one wants to hear your stupid Vietnam story.
Are you tired of Mom?
Hi, Angel. Do you want to read a book or go outside?
No!
The arcade comes to your living room, only without the creepy guys offering to show you puppies.
Awesome!
City Genitron, you can play video games just like you were in the arcade.
Excellent!
Degenitron.
The Degenitron gaming system plays three exciting games, including Defender of the Fate, where you save the green dots with your fantastic flying red square.
Cool.
Monkey's Paradise, where you swing from green dot to green dot with your red square monkey.
That's red.
And Penetrator, where you smash the green dots deep inside the mysterious red square.
Wow.
The Degenitron brings arcade realism to your living room. It can even take quarters, and a strange, sweaty man comes by to empty the machine on Fridays.
Degenitron!
Fighting the evil of boredom.
I'll never go to school again! Degenitron!
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Ben the Breaker of Banksters Cochran back here live August 2nd, 2018. Episode 31 of the Patriot Power Hour. Go check out the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Of course, we go live every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And you can get to the live show, stream it live there. But if you can't listen live, get the archives there. There's also a way to subscribe with RSS feeds. Anyone who actually listens to multiple podcasts like I do, you should know. And if you don't know, well, here's some advice, some humble advice. Use an app and use iTunes search engine and or RSS feeds to subscribe to the podcast feed. And then you can download the episodes. You have all the different podcasts you listen to in one playlist. I don't want to talk down to any of my listeners. I know you, a lot of you technically advanced. On the other hand, a lot of people don't really know this yet. It took me a few years to really get this down. So that's what I suggest doing. And go into blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network, subscribing, liking, all that good old stuff, right? Not here to make a buck, not here to make a Federal Reserve note, here to try to spread awareness and have great conversations. We, of course, last week, unfortunately, technical issues, but the week before and the week before that, we had three guests over a two-show period. All three of them, awesome. Great shows, great conversation, evergreen conversation. That's why you can go back in the archives, listen to that even 2-3 weeks now. Heck, going back 3 months from now, it'll still be good. Going back 3 years from now might even be more interesting to see how things turned out. So anyway, last shameless plug, but you got to promote yourself first, right? blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Future Dan, what do you think? How did I do on the plugging?
Yeah, we're well plugged. We're well plugged. And as a tradition on Patriot Power Hour, I'd just like to say that Bitcoin is down 6.9% since last week. And we didn't have an episode last week because of those pesky problems with our feed. So go back 2 weeks. What was that? The 19th was the last one. We did episode 30.
Yeah, man.
It was a great episodes. Go ahead and listen to that. But I think we were we're flat. We're basically flat with Bitcoin over 2 weeks, but down 7%. Okay. It had a nice little run up last week.
It did, and I really actually was so close to pulling the trigger and selling a little bit of my portfolio. You know, just 10, 20%. I did it. I kind of wish I did. So now if it, you know, if it keeps going down, I might buy it a little bit more. But I'm in it for the long haul. You know, listeners of the show know that I certainly didn't get rich off of it by any means. But I was into Bitcoin when it was double digits, you know, like 30, 40, 50 bucks. I didn't buy it then, but I certainly was following it. And did buy some in a couple hundred bucks. Wish I bought way, way more. But point is, from the ups, obviously the ups, and then the crash, the massive bear market, down 60, 70% from the highs or something crazy like that the past 6, 7 months. A lot of people got burned at the top. But a lot of people still have been rich from it, so it's worth mentioning. I'm glad you brought it up, man.
I think it's worth hanging on until Trump threatens to mint a trillion-dollar coin to take care of our debt. Then you may be glad you held on to your Bitcoin.
Seriously, right? Yeah, exactly. That's when gold, silver. And you know what I'm really – something I think more people need to invest in is food supply. You could buy some pretty good storable food for the last 5, 10 years. You know, you buy $1,000 worth of that. If food goes up 50, 100% during that time, you know, so there's a little plug for ready-made resources. How about that?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, those pre-made kits, they're cheap compared to the way they were under the previous president. During that fall of 2015 into the winter of 2016, they were at a premium. And then I think manufacturers made a lot of them, and now there's maybe a glut. So, yeah,
okay.
A 72-hour kit is sort of considered mandatory. Like, everybody should have 72 hours. But, you know, a 30-day would be a pretty wise idea to pick one of those up.
Definitely. Don't forget about your water filter, water supply. Somehow you'd have lots and lots of water. Don't forget that part. I'm not an expert prepper by any means, but all right. So I got a lot more economic news. Let's get a little bit into that. Let me get into the stack. I got a big stack and span a few weeks. Just a real high level one. And these are the Federal Reserve numbers. So you know that I trust these all my heart. But we are seeing some increase in inflation in gas prices. Gas around where I live, about $3. Definitely not as high as it had been long ago when it was $4, $4+. But it was also, if I remember, $1.80 just a couple years ago. So going from $1.80 to $2.80, you know, that's a little pinch. Lumber up, you know, maybe not as much, but the tariffs. We'll talk about some tariffs later. I think a lot of meat on the bone with tariffs. But, you know, that little inflation, have you noticed a little uptick in prices? Or it hasn't been too bad, but this thing can snowball pretty quick sometimes.
Well, the marvels of the internet and the lack of privacy that comes with using Google, notwithstanding, I just Googled gas prices. They're up 54 cents nationwide in the past year or so. But We tracked out Future Danger, and it's nowhere near the the all-time highs, but it's climbing.
And that's the way I look at interest rates and gas prices and many other prices and just overall indicators, that they're all creeping up from the benign green zone to kind of the yellow, now turning orange. Interest rates, yeah, they've raised interest rates, I think, 5 times, maybe 4. They just had a meeting earlier this week, kept them flat for another couple months minimum. Sure, they've raised interest rates, but still essentially an all-time low at about 2%. Again, a normal long-term rate, 4 or 5%. It's still at 2%. They're able to kind of get that low-hanging fruit, the easy part of that one-mile run, as I like the analogy. They ran that first quarter mile. That's not as hard as the second quarter mile or the third or the fourth on interest rates, on gas prices. So if gas prices go from 2 to 3, that'll hurt. 3 to 4, you're going to see some big issues. 4 to 5 to 6 to 7. Now, interest rates, even bigger issue, but they're going to go kind of hand in hand. If interest rates blow up, gas may as well. So, you know, these are things to look at. Again, indicators, not saying all doom and gloom is coming immediately, but get ready. Things are heating up a little bit. I'm a little worried about that. Next article, unless you got, here, if you got any other comment, but I got a couple other articles too.
Yeah, watch the home prices. Those are the dangerous ones.
Insofar as if they start faltering and collapsing?
Well, if they balloon up, you know, inflation on all the things you have to buy to consume, everybody dislikes. Everybody loves that.
Right.
Is it inflation or appreciation when it comes
right.
to your real estate? But either way, I could tell you what, homes that had a value in 2005 and 2006 are not even close to where they once were. And was it because of the, massive fraud that was going on with liar loans that allowed it to become that way, that rolled into becoming those CDOs that were packaged and resold fraudulently around Wall Street and produce Bear Stearns? Or, are we gonna see a redo of that? Keep your eye on home prices, because they get really high and then the markets start freezing up in major metropolitan areas. That could precipitate a collapse once again.
Absolutely. We're already there. And that's a great point. Good. Now I definitely see the thread you were pulling at. In a lot of the major metropolitan areas, San Francisco is a huge example, but Vancouver, New York, Toronto, and places in the, Far East and Europe, Paris and London real estate is probably some of the most overblown. And actually, as you know, and listeners may not remember, I went to London in May for a quick work trip, and there were unbelievable amount of cranes in the air. Just so much unbelievable construction. Huge boom. But hey, guess what? Usually the more, when all the cranes are in the air building new buildings, that's almost always a sign of a peak. So I think we might already be at what you're talking about. We might see a faltering. And so, yeah, look at a collapse at this point. I think that inflation is already in, but good point. We got a big thing today. Apple just became the first $1 trillion public company. That's pretty ridiculous. Apple's the devil, but you got to give them props on that, I suppose. What do you think?
I never even got Apple. The closed system, a founder who would go out and put bolts on his PCs so that, you had to buy the tool from him to open them. Never made sense. And then, I had the first PDA cell phone combination, which was known as the Trio. I got it from Sprint in 2002, and I had a PDA phone. It was awesome. And then, along came this company that couldn't sell its computers to more than 10% of all buyers, because it's just like a backwards, different way of using it. Is intentionally designed to be unlike Windows for some reason I can never understand. They got credit for, they're the inventors of the smartphone. And when I use an Apple, I'm like, geez, this thing is primitive compared to an Android. It's so much you can't do. But those Apple zombies out there, I got to give it to them. Once they get hooked on it, they can't do anything else.
Hey, man, I personally, I like my iPad because it is simple and pretty and works very
well. You're an iPhone user, aren't you?
Nope, I got an Android for my phone, but I like my iPad. But I haven't had a Samsung or an Android tablet, so I don't know. Maybe I would like that more. But I do, I'm all Android phone for sure. I prefer that a lot more.
And plus, they're running slave factories that have suicide nets in China,
Oh, yeah, that's true.
When people complain about, when the hardcore free traders make cases why the president shouldn't be imposing tariffs on countries like China, what you never hear them talking about is those are brutal communists running a regime that's completely antithetical to our founding principles. And if you're a political prisoner, you're pretty much producing, your labor's being used to produce high technology exported to the United States. And that is not a country that, the wealth of nations, would have envisioned as someone we should be trading with. But these are a couple of soapboxes. Apple and what they are and how they do business is not the American way, in my opinion.
Well, not many of the big time companies these days are, and definitely Apple, and even those that aren't necessarily working in the factory 16 hours a day, you are supporting that whole system insofar as they have a social credit score now in China. They have massive censorship and propaganda. Not saying we don't have that to some degree here, and it might not be getting worse. But like you said, Apple, but to some extent, or maybe a lot of extent, a lot of the other companies too are total sellouts to the Chinese and allow China to have the source code essentially to their software and platforms, and allows China to run their own censorship all over it. So definitely Apple's probably the worst of the bunch, the rotten apple, haha, so to speak. But you got, I'm looking at this article here. We have Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, and Microsoft. Of course, Microsoft had a huge peak, didn't collapse, definitely not compared to others, but still cut in half in the dot-com bubble. And it took them almost more than a decade to regain their highs. Now they're above where they were. But before that, the other ones, Alphabet, Amazon, and Apple, really hardly didn't even exist, at least in market cap. Looking at Apple specifically, after the recession, which was just 10 years ago, not that it's necessarily ended, but, you know, I guess we could say it's over by now, but won't go down that route. Rabbit hole, you know me. But point is, right before Lehman Brothers fell apart, Apple was at about $170 billion market cap. At its low, a couple years later, it was at about $130 billion. So, okay, it went on hard times, not that bad. Guess what it is now? $1 trillion. So it's up 8, 9, almost 10 times in the last 10 years. Is Apple really worth that much value? Maybe it is, because so many zombies buy this stuff. We are addicted to our smartphones, but I think this is one of the biggest bubbles ever. Apple's right on it, but also Alphabet and Amazon and others. At least, I don't know, some of them do produce and have solid revenues. I think Facebook, which we saw drop 20% overnight last week, didn't get to talk about that on the show due to the tech issues, but I still think tech is one of the biggest bubbles, even if they do produce revenue. So I think Apple might be one that's looking to peak out and potentially collapse. I don't know, though. You know, it is up 10 times, so I didn't make money off of it. What do I know?
Well, those reports that came out earlier this year about how Apple, you know, obsoletes its own earlier models of its phones. And, you know, if you bought a car that was pre-built so that it could remotely be, you know, degraded, it would stop running as well. And it was, you know, it's not going to break outright. iPhones don't break outright. But imagine if you had a car that had a governor on it, and when you bought it, you could go 65 miles an hour. But within 2 years, the best it could do was 58 and then 50 miles an hour. Would you buy that car? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Apple does that to its handheld devices. Of course, it's a trillion-dollar company. That's a completely unethical way to present a product to the market. And as and it's only a symptom of a populace in this country that just shrugs their shoulders and signs up for a new $900 lease for a new phone. Because the face crack, Facebook, that they need on their iPhone is more important to them than actually, you know, holding companies to a standard of producing goods that, you know, aren't designed to go bad over time.
No, it's absolutely true. Absolutely true. I've done my, I don't know if I can say, honestly, I've done my best, but I do try to boycott some of these slave goods as best as possible. Electronics, you're pretty much going to have to buy from China or Taiwan or blah, blah, blah. So I guess, you know, you could say South Korea is better than China, I guess, for sure, right? But still, it's a lot of it is pretty shady stuff, whether it's Apple or heck, Microsoft and Google are really bad. I mean, Android is freaking Google Alphabet. It's not like they're that great. So I don't know. We got to just try our best, but we still got to use these devices. I guess we are using this technology to try to fight back here on the Patriot Power Hour. So maybe we're hypocrites, but we're trying our best, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you allow that kind of free trade to happen with countries led by people who will go down to their companies and direct them, and those leaders of those companies will have the ethical basis to design things that break faster. Shop at Walmart. and buy anything off the shelf and see how long it lasts these days. It's garbage. But because the market was wiped out American business, I can't even make a choice if I wanted, you know, I would like a $2,000 smartphone that has complete privacy built into it with a lead shielded case that I could put on it so it can't be tracked and it could shut off, the intercepts of information when I plug it into a hotel wall, and it's not going in through the power cord into, you know, people that are feeding off of my data. I'd like to have a very secure phone. Lo and behold, I can't even pay for it. It doesn't exist. The marketplace doesn't even bear it right now. Why is that?
Oh, I know why, but it would take about a 5-hour rant. But no, absolutely great points. The big tech companies and big telecom, you know, you can't let Verizon, AT&T, and other companies be innocent on this. And the government for, you know, regulating some things. You know, selective regulation, but more importantly, you know, playing favorites. And of course, finally, without getting to the conspiracy portion of it, the NSA and other intelligence agencies love this whole interaction and their ability to use Apple. And so they support them as best as possible. And then, and probably in a sick way, they love that they're created by slave labor. It degrades humanity. Without getting too esoteric, they're into that type of stuff. So we only got a couple minutes left. We do have some steel quotas and tariffs, increased tariffs on China that look like they're going to be coming up. I mean, obviously there have been some placed already. I hate tariffs, to be honest. However, if you're in war, you got to fight back. It's just you got to realize if we're actually in a trade war, which we are, then we're probably in, which we are, a currency war. And then a real war ain't too far behind. I don't know. It is going to damage China, but it's going to really damage us too. No one really wins in wars except those that, you know, perpetrate them and profit at the end. What do you think? Are you pro-tariff, anti-tariff, or somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, well, I'll just tell you this. In terms of things that matter, we don't source our parts for the M1 Abrams tank from abroad. The F-22 Raptor is protected entirely from any foreign suppliers. If, you know, the arms that a country has to keep itself safe, there's nothing, nothing's free trade about that, because how in the world would you ever open up your supply lines for those sorts of things to foreigners, whether they're allies or not.
Sure.
our systems that protect this republic are, you know, there's no free trade there. So by extension, you know, what level of protection can we accept to protect, you know, homegrown industries? I agree that it's a tax on the consumers, but like I said, I'd pay triple the price for a phone built in the United States if it were available.
Okay. I feel you. I would much prefer it came from the grassroots and not government tariffs. But okay. I wish, hey, raise the tariffs. How about we reduce the income tax, or, you know, maybe some student loan, if not relief, at least lower interest rates. I know I got a pretty hefty interest rate as compared to what I should have given my good credit. I don't know. Point is, anything the government touches kind of goes to hell. All right. Well, actually, the music is rolling. We got to get out of
here.
There
it is.
Future Dan, it was another awesome show. People, check out futuredanger.com. Got all the news. And remember, the bottom left-hand corner, get info on the essay. There's YouTube videos about it. Follow us on social media. Future Dan, you can bring it. Close us out. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you later.
That was a great episode 31. Thank you all for listening. Join us again next Thursday night at 9 p.m. on the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network on Blog Talk Radio. Check out our archive, column 3, halfway down. We've got an archive on Future Danger. Links to all episodes. You can download them. You can listen to them straight from the website. We'll be back for episode 32 next Thursday. Peace.
are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, are you there?
Mark.
Also, Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would
collapse. They knew.
Cash would stop coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by Ready Made Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.